You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 19, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Trump administration has revoked thousands of international student visas, citing reasons such as overstays, legal violations, and in rare cases, support for terrorism. Hundreds of international student visas have been revoked, with over 100 students at Texas universities affected. The reasons for these revocations are often not formally communicated to universities or students. For instance, Ohio State University confirmed at least 7 students had their F-1 visas revoked without explanation. Students may not receive notifications from the State Department regarding their visa revocation. The U.S. government has broad discretion to revoke visas, including student visas, and continuously checks visa holders to ensure compliance with U.S. laws and immigration rules. Some students first learned of their visa revocation from their school rather than ICE. The F-1 visa, a non-immigrant visa, allows international students to pursue academic studies and language training in the U.S. It is the most common type of student visa, applicable to those attending various educational institutions. Duration of status, DS, refers to the period an F-1 student is authorized to remain in the U.S., allowing them to stay as long as they maintain their non-immigrant status. This includes being enrolled in a full course of study and adhering to immigration regulations. A SEVIS termination does not automatically end a student's lawful status but makes them subject to removal, exposing them to legal risks. Students at Michigan universities have initiated legal actions against DHS, claiming their F-1 statuses were terminated without sufficient notice. In urgent situations, students may request temporary restraining orders to prevent deportation while legal proceedings are ongoing. Optional Practical Training, OPT, allows F-1 students to gain practical experience related to their major, with most eligible for up to 12 months, and STEM graduates may qualify for an additional 24-month extension. Many universities are actively assisting affected students by providing legal resources and academic accommodations. Expedited removal allows immigration officers to quickly remove certain non-citizens without a formal hearing, typically applied to those inadmissible to the U.S. The Trump administration expanded expedited removal to individuals found anywhere in the U.S. who cannot prove continuous physical presence for 2 years. Support for terrorism is a serious ground for visa revocation, encompassing a range of activities, including providing material support to terrorist organizations. The interpretation of this ground can be broad, raising concerns about its potential for arbitrary application. The federal database likely referenced is the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, SEVIS, which tracks F-1, M-1, and J-1 non-immigrants and their dependents. Designated school officials, DSOs, at universities must update and access SEVIS to manage international student records. Universities often rely on SEVIS for real-time updates, as formal notifications from ICE or the State Department regarding individual visa revocations are often delayed. The University of Massachusetts Amherst reported 13 students had their status terminated, prompting officials to urge students to monitor their email for notices. After 4 students and 2 recent graduates of Stanford University had their visas rescinded, the university learned of the revocations during a routine SEVIS check. No public database exists for international student visa data. While the First Amendment protects freedom of speech for all individuals in the U.S., these protections are not absolute for international students on visas. Certain speech or conduct deemed to violate visa terms can lead to revocation. Maintaining non-immigrant status is crucial for F-1 students, as engaging in activities interpreted as unlawful can have severe consequences. The use of anti-Semitic social media engagement as a basis for visa denial is a recent development amid increased scrutiny of international students' online activities. The administration has stated it will deny visas for anti-Semitic social media engagement, raising concerns about arbitrary enforcement. Critics argue that suggesting someone who defends Palestine is a national security threat is extreme. The crackdown on international student visas appears linked to broader immigration policies and targets students involved in protests, particularly those supporting Palestine. The DHS has been cracking down on international students, affecting students at the University of Texas at Austin and Texas State University. Copyright, African Elements.